Hi there. I am Mark Swallow, and I am glad you are joining me for today's edition of the Definition Podcast. Let's get started. Good morning and good evening, and thank you for joining me as we start this week, returning to our ongoing reflections in Romans chapter 1. As you know, if you've been with us, we're in verse 7. If we were to read Romans 1 quickly, we would likely blow straight through this verse without giving it much thought. It may well seem very unimportant. It's only introductory, right? We hustle through introductions so we can get into the meat, into the heart of the Apostle Paul's theology, the content of his teaching to the Roman Christians. But we should not be so rushed, brothers and sisters. What Paul writes here in verse 7 is packed with solid theology, sound doctrine, and teaching. As we have seen, he writes of the beloved of God, and we spent a month's worth of radio broadcasts and podcasts talking about what the Bible means when it says we are loved of God. And then Paul talks about being the called, which we have discussed previously, especially at verse 1. And then third, Paul writes of the Roman Christians as being saints. And so that you hear this clearly and see this clearly, if you have your Bible open in front of you, listen to Romans 1 verse 7 in its entirety. This is the New Testament book of Romans, chapter 1 verse 7. To all who are beloved of God in Rome, called as saints, grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. The order of verse 7 goes like this. There are three terms here we have highlighted. The first is beloved of God. The second is called. And the third is saints. In our time together, we come now to this third description of the Christians at Rome, saints. What does the Apostle Paul mean by saints? To begin with, let's discover what this word means in the Greek language. The Greek word here is hagias, and it means to set apart for God. Hagias means set apart for God. Borrowing from our Greek scholar friend, Dr. Wiest, we say that a saint is a sinner that is set apart from sin to holiness, from Satan to God, to a life set apart. The word is hagias, meaning set apart for God. When we think of separation or being set apart, we often think of this in the negative sense. For example, separation in a marriage is negative. But in the original meaning of this word for saints, the sense is positive. Saints are set apart for God, or to God. I like the way Dr. Martin Lloyd-Jones puts it in his writing on this word saints. He says saints are set apart by God for God. Saints are those set apart by God for God. I love that. I think we ought to know it and use it. Lloyd-Jones also adds this, saints are separated from everything that separates us from God. And we will learn who saints are, but whoever saints are, they are separated from everything that separates them from God, most especially sin. The saint is set apart by God for God. The saint is separated from sin. More on saints on the next edition of Definition. Thank you for listening to this edition of the Definition Podcast. Drop me an email and tell me what you think. mark@godisministry.org. That's mark@godisministry.org. Please do share this with others and be sure and join me for the next one.